Welcome to the Love Sport Podcast, Sunday morning edition. What a crazy night and afternoon of football this Saturday was and into the Sunday morning. We'll start off with the AFL. And yesterday we saw some incredible results at night, but not in the way you really want. Brisbane Lions did what they need to do against Fremantle. Fremantle continue to disappoint. They just don't look like they've got a system at all at the moment. So the Brisbane Lions, 17-13-115, defeated the Dockers 10-7-67. Scoreline, probably in the end, flattered the Dockers. Just a really solid performance, as we'd expect up at the Gabatoir. Lachie Neal just seems almost standard now. 35 possessions, really sensational performance. 14 kicks, 21 handballs, just really got it going. Will Ashcroft with one of the best, not overrating this comment, it is one of the best goals you're going to see in a long, 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 long time. Dunkley has just fit into this team beautifully as well. So after a bit of a tiny bit of a shaky start to the season, they look well and truly on track. Really great performance, that one, up in Brisbane. A little bit tricky conditions, a little bit slippery, bit of wind around. Giants defeated the Swans basically in the last minute of the game. It was the Swans wasting plenty of opportunities. 16-10-106, second week in a row where they've given up a really sizable lead. Are they the new Richmond of the last few years? To the Giants, 17-5-107. I'm not sure what you can say about Toby Green. At all, just led from the front. Tom Green led from the front. I don't know why I said. And then Toby Green with four goals as well. So it was a Green show. I think Green, look, I'm not sure where he'll be next year. This talk that he'll be down in Melbourne. Very good player. I just want to caution that watching a few GWS games, he gets a lot of touches, not always clean touches, but hey, if you don't get the footy, you know. Canelio, I thought, was really, really serviceable as well. And, you know, for the Swans, you know, Parker, Warner, they were great. Laddams, I thought, had a really good game. Isaac Heaney, probably not getting as many touches as we normally would. Franklin with three goals and probably could have had four or five. So they'll be lamenting that loss against the Giants. And then the Hawks got off to a pretty good start against the Dogs, but the Dogs were just all over them in the second half. And it was the Dogs 14-10-94 to the Hawks 9-11-65. Look, Hawthorn showing some signs. Dogs did what they had to do. It's pretty much the scoreline I expected. And then there was two games at night that I actually did watch because the scorelines were so close in terms of not the results. The results were absolute blowouts. Melbourne winning in a canter. They had the game won halfway through the first quarter. They won by 90 points. And then Carlton against an extremely depleted, young and really struggling West Coast Eagles won by 108 points. But at one stage in the last quarter, Carlton and Melbourne's scores were almost identical and North Melbourne's and the Eagles' scores were identical. And I was just hoping for, I had some photos up throughout social media last night, just hoping the scores would be the same. Absolute beauty at the MCG today between Essendon and Geelong. 1 o'clock first bounce. So, I don't know, what, 70-odd thousand there? Which would be amazing. And then across at Marvel in the afternoon, Richmond taking on the Suns. And of course, and I am a Richmond supporter, we don't like going to Marvel for whatever reason. I don't care. I'll go watch my team anywhere. I live up in Brisbane. The Essendon Geelong game, look, Geelong are in 10th, but they are really hitting form. Essendon in a really a magnificent Anzac Day match in front of 90-odd thousand people. Geelong with the extra few days break and their forward line really functioning, I think will win. It wouldn't shock you if Essendon won, but I think Geelong will get back way back on track. Look, this is a great chance. If I can just go neutral, it's a great chance for the Suns to get a win in Melbourne. You know, if Richmond want to have any chance of climbing up the ladder, they should win this. But look, if the Suns are ever going to improve, they have to make this a game, and especially if the roof's closed at Marvel as well. And a game that a year or so ago probably wouldn't have been that interesting, the Crows taking on the Pies in Adelaide, 8th versus 4th. Most people will tip Collingwood to win and win comfortably. But I think it's a really good chance for Adelaide, especially at home, to maybe cause an upset as well. So the AFL, up near the top of the ladder, you're starting to see those teams climb. You'll see Geelong potentially today go from 10th up to 7th, and who knows what will happen there. If Essendon win, they'll be right up near the top of the ladder, and if they can get some percentage, we'll be either 3rd or 2nd. And it's really starting to... It's 7 or 8 games in, or 7 games in. It's starting to show some stuff there. The NRL as well yesterday was really, really interesting. There was some fantastic results and obviously a massive upset in the game as well. So we had the Raiders beat the Dolphins in an absolute thriller, 31-30. Both teams having their chances. The Dolphins fighting back late in the game. Anyone who said they were going to be easy beats have surely the humble pies well and surely eaten. And the Raiders needed that win desperately. So 31-30. I actually thought the Dolphins might kind of float away in this game, for lack of a better term. Just the away games. As the season goes on, I think we'll see the Dolphins struggle away from home. Titans in a big upset, really. I mean, considering they had a huge lead and let it go, you would hope they would respond, but they're away from home against the Eagles, the Sea Eagles, and many, many people would have tipped the Sea Eagles, but the Titans were in complete control of this game, and the Sea Eagles, very disappointing. But my goodness, what an upset in the final Saturday night game. West Tigers, you know, being deplorable this season, they get their first win, and they beat Penrith. Now, honestly, if anyone tipped that, I am thinking you're either the most loyal West Tigers supporter ever, or you didn't take your meds. 12-8. To think the Panthers could only put 8 points on the Tigers at home. What an effort by the West Tigers. Congratulations. A really, really good win. Really interesting first game today. The Warriors taking on the Roosters. Look, most people are going to think the Roosters are going to easily win this. I think the Warriors are going to be hard to beat at home. They're my roughy upset of the day. That, you know, I think they're a real big chance. I think this is going to be a fantastic game. Dragons taking on the Bulldogs in the battle of the what the hells. I think the Dragons will be too good for the Dogs in the late kickoff there. The Storm with the bye. So Broncos, you know, even though they've got a loss, they're well and truly on top of the ladder at the moment with played 9-7 wins, 2 losses. The Rabbitohs, you know, with 2, you know, really good back-to-back performances, look like a really solid team. I just want to say what a fantastic bit of coaching to put 2 of your big forwards on the bench in that game on Friday night. That was fantastic. Those forwards combined for 400 yards, and it was just such a great coaching performance. And as we said, the Rabbitohs with back-to-back wins, it really look like they're going to be right up there come the end of the season as well. But I think we're in for a really tight AFL and NRL season, and that's what you'd want. So overnight in the A-League, now look, I'm not sure how much you read into some of these results at the end of the season. Melbourne victories, Anas Haribulis continues with Brisbane Roar beating them in Melbourne 1-0. Courtney Perkins scoring the 54th minute there. And I'm a Roar supporter. It's been a really, really disappointing season. Wellington beating MacArthur FC away. Wellington secure the 6th position there, which they would have on goal difference anyway. MacArthur's season, they ended up with a wooden spoon just ahead of Melbourne victory. The bottom 6 has just been a really, really poor season. Sydney FC beating Newcastle 2-0, and then Western United in the late kickoff. I think it was 10 o'clock or 8 o'clock in Perth time, 10 o'clock in the rest of the country there. So Western United missing out on finals, but, you know, beating Perth, who have been equally disappointing there. So the final 6 is decided in the A-League, with the grand final being played in Sydney. And very likely that it won't be a Sydney team. Who knows? Central Coast have had a great season. We finished up with Melbourne City with the Premiers played on and 55 points, 11 points clear of Central Coast. Adelaide in 3rd have had a really good season. Western Sydney have had a good season as well in 4th. Sydney FC in 5th and Wellington in 6th for the A-League finals. In the early kickoff in the Premier League, my goodness, what a game this was. It was a 4-3 game, But there were so many chances. And I thought Crystal Palace were really good for the win. I mean, I know it's 4-3, but they looked in such control of that game at different times. And, I mean, West Ham will also be... They'll be spearing. They had their chances as well. And you know, they are well and truly in the battle for the wooden spoon. They do have a five-point break, which is, you know, not insurmountable for other teams, but it is at least that handy break for them. They've got a tough run home. In the Premier League, in the other games this morning, there was an absolute pumping. But first of all, Brentford beating Forest 2-1. A late first half goal for Brentford, and then a late second half goal finished off Forest, and they would have been disappointed. Forest, they were leading that game, would have been an unbelievably vital 3 points. Brighton 6-0 over Wolves with their games in hand. They're going to have them back-to-back, but, you know, they're basically March to Europe's looking pretty darn good. Wolves looked like they had packed their bags and did not turn up whatsoever. And that 6-0 actually, you can't say flattered Wolves, but it could have been far, far worse than that as well. So bit of a Wimbledon score there, 6-0. First set over, might as well give up on the second set. What a game. 11 o'clock kickoff around most of the country, obviously South Australia, Northern Territory and WA. It's different. I won't go over the times there. Bournemouth with their chance to really secure Premier League status with 30, they're on 36 points, Leeds on 30 at the moment. They're at home. Leeds need something out of this game. They are just flailing towards the end of the season. They're only a point out of relegation. Their goal difference is not good. So they'd want something out of this, anything out of this. But I'm tipping Bournemouth to beat them and Leeds potentially being the bottom three at the end of the weekend. Fulham take on City. What a game for City, because if they can beat Fulham, and Fulham look like they're just at the moment just going through the motions, they're not going to get to Europe. They're completely safe from relegation. They seem to be just going through the motions at the moment. City... they win this, they go a point on top, and they still have a game in hand. So I think City are going to go all out. They will win that. Man United taking on Villa. Villa with an unlikely chance to Europe. They can get something out of this. If they can get something out of this, they still a chance. United gave away basically 2 points after leading 2-0 throughout the week. And even though they've got games in hand, if they lose to Villa, and it'd be a double that Villa hasn't done for decades, Villa would only be 3 points behind United, even though United's got games in hand. So it's extremely vital for United. I mean, I'm a Villa fan, but I'm trying to take those glasses off. You would expect United to win, but Villa, 20 games in a row under a new manager, a Premier League record, have scored in every one of those 20 games. We know that Man United can concede goals. So this is going to be a tight one. Not sure which way that one goes. And Newcastle taking on Southampton. I think the misery for Southampton will be compounded because Leeds lost a couple of weeks ago, first game in a long, long time, and then just come out and absolutely pulverised their opposition. They've scored 10 goals in their past two games, conceding two. I'd expect they'll put on 3 or 4 here against Southampton. I think it'll be a 3 or 4 nil game for this round. So that's the Premier League. That's the NRL. That's the AFL. Just for a quick Sunday morning update there as well. You can get us on the Love Sport podcast through Apple, through Spotify. You can get us on Google and Anchor. You can get the Love Sport podcast on Facebook and Twitter. And you can get me at Paul_football. We do Aston Villa podcasts. We do general podcasts and we do catch-ups on sport as well. If there's anything you want to talk about, chuck a post up on there and we'll speak to you, hey, pretty soon.